from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The FDA approved a new blood test for colon cancer. The Shield test is approved for screening in adults 45 and older who have an average risk of colon cancer. The approval comes after a clinical study found the test could correctly detect colon cancer in 83% of participants who were not experiencing symptoms. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
A lot of people say, I don't want to do that. So they'll do the stool test. There's the ick factor. I don't want to be dealing with stool and putting it in a container and sending it in. So now you have a blood test. So the blood test is another choice. And, you know, you have another tool in the toolbox to say to people, look, gold standard is this, colonoscopy. You can also do a stool test. And also you can do the blood test. And there is a 10% false positive rate.
The test is available if doctors want it for their patients, but it costs nearly $900 out of pocket. It's now expected to be covered by private and government insurance, including Medicare. And joining us is Dr. Natalie Gentile. And Dr. Natalie is with the Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh. Wanted to get local reaction. Doc, good. Welcome back. Good morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
I know this because it's so personal to me. My father passed of colon cancer. It was kind of a surprise when we got the diagnosis at the time. And then that meant all of us, me and my four siblings, started to, you know, be tested through colonoscopy, which is the most thorough, right? That's still, as Dr. Mm-hmm. LaPook said, the gold standard. But this does offer early detection, and early detection is key because it's very treatable at that stage, right?
Correct. And I'm sorry to hear about your story. And more we're seeing that same story, right? People finding colon cancer when it's too late, or we're finding cancer in younger and younger populations. And, you know, colonoscopy, as you said, is the gold standard, but a lot of people don't want to do a colonoscopy. And another thing is, a lot of people don't see how a colonoscopy can fit into their current life and schedule, right? It takes time to get a colonoscopy. You have to get a ride. You have to be off work. You have to do the prep. And when there are barriers to care in an already, you know, struggling society to kind of work and produce, we need to have other options for colon cancer screening.
And let's be honest, I mean, it's not cheap. A colonoscopy, just to your point, I mean, it requires anesthesia. Mm-hmm. So the expense, if it's not covered by insurance, can be prohibitive financially.
Exactly. And that, you know, people are not all insured, right? And so we have this amazing screening option with a colonoscopy or with things like the ColoGuard with some stool testing that we have for screening. But these are expensive tests. And if you're not insured, they can be incredibly expensive. Plus, a lot of people can't predict what the cost will even be through their insurance before they get it done.
This is the Dr. Gentile, the second highest cause of cancer death in the United States. The estimate is more than 53,000 people will die of colorectal cancer this year. And primarily, I guess that's because the screening rate is dismally low because of the inconvenience of, say, what you were outlining earlier, the colonoscopy.
Sure. I mean, screening in general is an amazing thing that we have for several types of cancers in this country. It doesn't mean that people are going to utilize those screening modalities. And any way that we can break down barriers for people to access screening, the better. But at this point, with the screening rates being so low, I mean, it's shocking when you see those numbers, how low the screening rates are. We have to keep coming up with different options. But it's important for people to realize that just because, you know, this test may be negative, for example, doesn't mean that it's catching all colon cancers, especially early ones. And so, again, we really do prefer a colonoscopy, but this is going to detect if there are cancer cells, in which case you would then need to go and get a colonoscopy to confirm that and see, you know, what we're dealing with.
Doctor, how does it work? How does this test work? What are they looking for in the blood?
Yeah, they're looking for the DNA of colon cancer. So these, you know, tumors will shed a certain DNA and profile, and so they're picking up on that in the blood.
And how long does it take to get results once you would do this blood test? And I hear it's expensive, too.
Yeah, as of right now, it is quite expensive, but hopefully that will, you know, be fixed soon if we can get it covered by insurance. As of right now, Shield, I've not ordered it on any patients, but per the reports, it's taking a couple of weeks, you know, once they're received by the laboratory, then can get results going. But ideally, as these things become more widespread and mainstream, it might be less time. I know when I order ColoGuard, for example, which is the stool testing, that can take a couple of weeks to get done, you know, and get results back to patients as well.
Yeah, and as Dr. LaPook suggested, it's for a lot of people, you know, embarrassing to do that.
Yes, sure.
And I'm curious because 83% of participants who are not experiencing symptoms may be, you know, and that's a large number of people. But then there is a 10% chance right now, they said, of a false positive. What happens then? I would assume if you get a false positive, then they would go ahead with a full colonoscopy.
Correct. That's anytime we see that positive result, it's an indication to get a colonoscopy at that point. And they might, you know, they may then find nothing, which is what would make it a false positive when they go in and do that. And, you know, when we get these positive tests on these screening tests that aren't colonoscopies, we do have to play this game of, you know, do we order a screening colonoscopy or a diagnostic colonoscopy? And it's important to talk that through with your doc and talk that through with your GI physician in particular, because it has implications on, you know, if insurance will cover it or not.
Great information. Thanks for your time this morning, Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Natalie Gentile, who is with the family group.
It's one other note
Care Physicians of Pittsburgh.
Sorry about that, Larry. One other note I would throw in is if you do wind up having a false positive, but they go in to do the screening colonoscopy, they also have the chance of removing from you precancerous polyps.
Yes, and that's why it's the gold standard, because they're in there.
Right.
And embarrassing as that is and sounds, they can clean out some of those things that would be, you know, the polyps and, you know, again, unfortunately, I know firsthand. In fact, I'm due this summer, so I got to get on the phone after the show. But hopefully this gives people who otherwise are not, you know, utilizing any of the screening methods another option, presumably when it's covered by insurance companies. And they would be smart to do so because, you know, the results of getting it and then dealing with the medical bills and expenses of having it far outweigh what it would take to cover the cost of the screening. We're looking for hometown heroes. If you know somebody that's doing extraordinary things in our community, we want to know about it. We're getting ready for our 12th annual dinner and recognition and October this year, and nominations are open. KDKRadio.com. Look for Larry's Hometown Heroes. Meanwhile, you can't go anywhere, Paul, you know, certainly right now, and avoid politics. You know, it's just out there, especially since our governor is now on the shorter list. So yesterday morning, the breaking news was Governor Gretchen
Whitmer
from Michigan pulled her name out of any possibility of being a running mate for Kamala Harris. And then Roy Cooper of North Carolina did the same. So that means Josh Shapiro's apparently still in the hot mix, and he's out on the trail going, you know, full throttle for Harris.
They had a rally yesterday in the Philadelphia suburbs, and he was one of the speakers along with Gretchen Whitmer.
And here's some of what he had to say.
Have you ever seen this guy? Like, when he's on a stage, he, like, kind of meanders over, you know, can't really walk well, and he goes over to the flag, and he, like, hugs the flag. I mean, I love the flag, but it's a weird thing he does, right? But while he's hugging the flag, you know what he's doing? He's ripping away our freedoms. That's what he's all about, because here's what I know. It's not freedom to tell our children what books they're allowed to read. That's not freedom. It is not freedom to tell people they can go to work, but they can't join a union. That's not freedom. It is not freedom to tell women what they're allowed to do with their bodies. That's not freedom.
This is a Josh Shapiro that I have not heard before.
Me too. That was the first thing that went through my mind. Where did this guy come from?
I know. I mean, he sounds like he's in full metal jacket mode and stumping for Harris. One more note.
Vice President Harris has been battle tested. She is ready to not just be the standard bearer of our party, but to be the 47th president of the United States of America. She's not only ready, she's damn ready.
We have not heard Josh Shapiro, even when he was running for governor. I've never heard him that bold and direct.
Yeah. Yep.
So clearly, now does that mean he's stumping to be the VP or just stumping?
I mean, the question popped up for me just a moment ago. Was that more of an audition than a campaign speech? I don't know which it was.
It's interesting you say that, because I thought the same thing. If he's auditioning, he's putting it all out there.
Yeah.
He's holding nothing back. This is not playing typical politics, you know, on a state level. This is full combat for this presidential race, because obviously Donald Trump not afraid to say anything. And you heard him say that he thinks Harris is worse than, quote, crooked Joe Biden.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So it goes back and forth you go. And the reason it's so interesting, I think, here in Pennsylvania is because our governor may be that guy. We don't know yet.
I saw some spending numbers in the battleground states in terms of advertising that's being spent so far. Pennsylvania is far, far, far and away number one on the list.
Yes.
Gigantic sums of money.
All that tells you is you, meaning everyone listening, your vote is that important in this state. They think Pennsylvania is the key, the keystone in this race. And by the way, there is word that Harris will select a vice presidential running mate as early as the end of this week. And probably not later than into next week.
Well, with the, as you said earlier, more than 90 days to go before the election, there's little time to waste now for both campaigns. They need to be out, and they need two candidates making it happen.
Yeah, so we'll keep you posted. And if you're trying to devoid yourself of politics, it's challenging right now.
Sorry about that.
There's so much news, and when your governor's involved, you can't ignore it either, although a lot of people might just prefer to watch the Olympics and not think about it now, and I get that too. Every day, new details emerge on the timeline surrounding the shooting, the attempted assassination at the Butler Farm show of former President Donald Trump. And we just saw a video released by a man who had his phone confiscated. Every phone is a potential, you know, for in terms of piecing together a timeline and video. Just about everybody has the capability, and this man's video was confiscated. He was near the building where the shooter was on top of the roof, and this is before the shots were fired, and he shared it after he got his phone back from the state police.
There's something going on in this building. Oh my God. There's somebody in this building.
My guys, take a look at that joint. Take a look at the arrow at the bottom. See the big red arrow, right?
Get down, guys. Get down. Yeah, just get down. Get behind this tree with me. Get behind this tree. Get behind this tree, guys. No. I'm just safe back here.
And in that video, you see police officers, some in plain clothes, some state police, some with sidearms, some with rifles, sniper teams, all around the building where the shooter got the shots off. And joining us is... 21-year Marine Corps veteran, currently lead security detail here in the Pittsburgh area, Jim Aiello. Jim, thank you for the time this morning.
Hey, Larry. Good morning to you. Appreciate it. And good morning to your staff.
And first and foremost,
thanks for having me on.
Thank you for your service to our country. Appreciate that.
I appreciate it, and it was an honor.
As a security expert, you must, like everybody else, just can't believe how this could happen. So what have you pieced together in your mind in terms of how this possibly could have unfolded at the Butler Farm show?
Well, first off, I mean, it definitely was a huge, it was a failure, extreme failure. And we're talking Secret Service, we're talking POTUS. That definitely should never happen, especially some of the things I'm hearing as far as he was already identified as a suspicious character. My personal opinion, like you just the intro, you talked about how there was police officers around the building. There was undercover officers. There was enough assets there to where they could have shadowed him. And as soon as he was identified as a suspicious character, somebody should have been shadowing him.
What do you think led to the breakdown? There's so many people there. They were communicating with each other from several different law enforcement agencies. They were within very close proximity to the shooter. What did break down?
Well, again, I mean, I've been doing some research on it and listening to some of the things out there through the media. Honestly, I heard the Butler SWAT team, they were interviewing them, and one of the SWAT members was saying that they had no communications with Secret Service until after the fact. Right then and there, that's a huge, that's a failure in alone. If you have no communications, communications is everything, especially when you're dealing with security. And the fact that local SWAT did not have any communications with Secret Service until after the fact is a huge, it's a failure.
And from what we saw, there were photographs taken of the shooter prior. He had a drone, apparently, that he flew over the area that day. He had kind of searched out the area. He had a rangefinder, all these things. And then when you see in this video, and this video was from a private citizen's phone that was just released yesterday, because, again, he had his phone confiscated right after. He says he has additional footage, too, that he shot. But the critical part comes when you see, prior to shots fired, you see multiple police and others looking for the shooter. And meanwhile, they obviously didn't know he was on top of the roof, or the ones that were looking for him. Why wouldn't somebody tell the Secret Service to then protect Donald Trump and remove him from the stage?
Yes, sir. Honestly, as soon as he was identified as a suspicious character, and the fact that he did have a rangefinder, again, I would have shadowed him. He would have never made it to the roof. But I believe that as soon as he was identified as suspicious, he had a rangefinder, and as soon as they lost contact with him, POTUS should have been pulled off the stage until they identified that it was safe for him to get back up there. So, again, there's so many failures involved in, the fact, and I watched the director in front of Congress, and just her demeanor, just the way she was answering the questions. I'm not satisfied with the lone wolf narrative that the media is putting out there. Until we get some more answers, until some more of these and with technology today, everybody's carrying a video phone with them. Everybody's got a phone on them. So there's going to be more evidence coming forward as well. So I just believe there's going to be some things coming to light that my personal opinion, I don't think it was a lone wolf shooter. I just think that until we get more intake from the public and from the phones and videos and things that are going to come forth, it's still under investigation, but I'm not believing the lone wolf narrative, and that young man should have never made it to where he made it, and he should have never been able to fire off the shots.
Well, we'll continue to follow. It seems like every day, to your point, details come out, and this video is the most telling in terms of, you can see, we've never seen, prior to the shots fired, we've never seen law enforcement trying to find him. This is the first time we've seen video of that. So, Jim, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Nagler, I appreciate you. God bless you. God bless your staff. You all have a blessed day, and thanks for the time. And take care.
You got it. Jim Aiello, 21-year Marine Corps veteran, currently leads security detail on the Big K Morning Show. Back to school. Oh, yeah. You remember that feeling, Paul?
I do, and I remember wrapping my books up.
I remember we...
You bring your books home from the first day of school, and you have to wrap them all up in grocery bags?
Yeah, we used to get these, just like a plastic book bag. Nothing exciting like they have now. We also, at one point, took lunch boxes.
Right. The metal lunch boxes, right, with the cartoon characters on them.
Right. I forget. Do you remember who was on your lunch box?
I had a Batman in first and second grade. I remember that one.
I think it was Barney Rubble from the Flintstones.
There you go. With the matching thermos inside. You
That's
know?
Right. Yeah. That was important until you lost it or left it.
But we carried our books to school. Their backpacks weren't in back then. You just carried them to school.
Yeah, I remember the first day of school, first grade, it was raining. Mom at the door, so happy because I was the third boy to leave the house. Yeah, get out. We are stuffing backpacks. And along with 93.7 The Fan and WAMO WAMO 107.3, for Pittsburgh Public School students this year, we're stuffing the backpacks. Hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. And you can check out the link at our homepage at kdkradio.com and support as an individual. Get a group together to support, help ensure a great start for our kids back to school.
Imagine how good it would feel to be going to school with a backpack full of what you need.
Yeah, and we talked about this yesterday. Many teachers, you assume that kids have all the supplies from the school in terms of pencils and paper, and it's not the case.
Teachers are shelling out for it, too.
It's actually remarkable, and that community here that gets together to help the teachers, to help the kids, is pretty extraordinary.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.